It is your health, your wellness day here on 104.9 MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson from the newsroom, and our guest right now is none other than Paige from Forging Forward Counseling Services in Pembroke. Again, they've been doing some great work helping people through some tough times, but continuing to offer much-needed programs right here in our community and right across the Ottawa Valley, I'm sure. So, Paige, thank you so much for taking time to come in and chat with us today.
Thanks for having me.
So, I guess, kind of talk to us right off the hop. How important is it to, get engaged with a service like Forging Forward if you're having a problem or if you know somebody who is maybe having a problem?
Counseling services can be really important to have a safe place to talk. That's a confidential environment. Some people don't have those different supports in their life. So that's kind of even just the bare minimum that we can offer is just having that safe and confidential place where we're going to be as unbiased and non-judgmental as we can be, and we're going to kind of meet clients at their level to meet whatever their counseling goals are, which we actually sit down and help them set up. People come to our services for so many different reasons. A big piece is those individual services where we're seeing people one-on-one, but we also offer family counseling, couples counseling as well, and more specific kind of trauma services.
Okay. So, how long has Forging Forward been in the community?
We have been a part of the community since 2003, offering mental wellness, personal growth, and trauma recovery.
Okay. And over that time, obviously, the need is there to continue to grow and offer more services. That's, a kind of bonus to you because it's showing the great services that Forging Forward can offer, but it's also reaching out to more people, too, at the same time. So do you find that, when you've reached that point with a client or with, a family member who has, been struggling and trying to deal with an issue, but you kind of get them over that hump to the recovery. Is that kind of a bonus for you then?
Absolutely. It's definitely a bonus. And sometimes we actually find there's more work that we can even do at that point. Some people choose to terminate once they've reached the counseling goal that they've originally intended to. And some people actually choose to continue on to try to grow their toolbox and find more strategies. Our life changes so constantly. So the tools that we have that worked for us before might not keep working for us down the road. So at our team, we can help people to put those plans more into their specific aspects of their own life.
Okay. When someone's sitting at home or they're driving in the car and they come to that realization, which I'm sure you hear all the time, it's like, I have a problem. And whether it be, family, relationship, personal or anything like that. Is that one of the main stepping stones to kind of getting the healing process started?
Yeah, that's often what we'll see is people kind of that are reaching their breaking points or most of the time that I've even surpassed those breaking points are really at that point of almost desperation may reach out. We also encourage people to reach out to be proactive when they feel things are changing, but we definitely see a lot of those moments of, oh my goodness, I need to get in. I just need to talk to somebody, and we're happy to be that voice and that body for people.
Okay. So how does the process start then? Is it just a simple phone call into Forging Forward, or is it an email, or how does that happen?
So we're trying to bridge any gaps for services that we possibly can. So in that sense, we have a lot of avenues that we can, people can reach out to us. They can receive consults or connect for services. So we offer consultations to people if they reach out and they're just wanting to see if counseling or if a specific counselor would be a right fit for them. We have our website that has an abundance of information at forgingforward.ca. We also have our referral and our intake form there, so you can fill out an appointment form right from there. We ask questions based on needs, so we can start to get somebody paired with the right counselor right off the bat.
Okay. Is there a long wait time to be able to see a counselor?
We actually pride ourselves on having no wait time. So we have a pretty large team of counselors. Being a small organization, a small town, we have quite a few people on our team. So our biggest thing that we try to offer is not having those wait lists. And we also offer flexible appointment times and ways to access services. So people are more than welcome to come into our Pembroke office and receive in-person services. They can also do virtual or phone services as well. And we can service anyone in Ontario. We do virtual services for Nova Scotia, and people can even come from Quebec into our office to see us as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's, again, broad range of services right there. Forging
Absolutely.
Forward. It's been called a booster word, I guess you can say, or even a buzzword. But, you know, the term self-care has really kind of come to light, particularly since the pandemic that I found. And a lot of people say, oh, you know, it's just, you know, go have a hot bath with candles. But really, it's much more than that. And even, you know, a healthy mental state can go a long way. Is that true?
Oh, absolutely. That's true. And you know what? I think sometimes there's such a broad range of what self-care can mean. For some people, it is really taking that moment for themselves. So the idea of doing a face mask or having a candlelit bath is really about taking that time to slow down and to be with ourselves. Self-care is also taking care of our general wellness, though. So it can be doing things like going to counseling is active self-care. Reaching out to our support systems can be self-care. Doing things that add feelings of fulfillment into our life can also feel like self-care.
It is Your Health, Your Wellness Day here on 104.9 MyFM. Our guest right now has been Paige from Forging Forward Counseling Services here in Pembroke. So Paige, thank you so much for coming in today, and we do appreciate all the great work that you're doing.
Thank you so much for having me.